This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Speaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. All your sanity and wits, they will all vanish, I promise. It's just a matter of time. So, yeah.
Is like the greatest song opening I've ever found.
Wow.
You've ever found. We didn't find it.
I can't take credit for this one.
That was awesome. Start wearing purple. You know, today is Purple Day. No, Prince had nothing to do with this one, folks. And we're running out of colors to wear because there's so many chronic diseases to celebrate. Well, I know we're not celebrating it, but today is apparently Epilepsy Awareness Day, and they want everybody to wear purple. And so, what else are you going to play but something that says start wearing purple? You know, we're going to get into the discussion of epilepsy today, no doubt, right from the get-go. But I just think about how many colors of the rainbow are there. I mean, you're going to have to wear chartreuse, wear brick red, wear, you know, there's just too many damn chronic diseases that we're celebrating awareness days for, much less awareness weeks and awareness
months. I don't know of one yet that has made a claim on plaid yet.
No plaid day? Wear plaid.
No plaid.
Chronic disease.
Scottish epilepsy.
Scottish epilepsy. Folks, there are just too many damn chronic diseases. I'm sorry, I'm sort of cussing because it's just annoying to me that, you know, it's become normal to go, oh, yeah. I wonder what day of the week, what disease is today's disease? You know, think about it. Where's the healthy color day? Which way? What do we wear when we're healthy? No chronic diseases. Wear this. How about my mom? Grandmas who are not on drugs. What color do they wear? Is there a day for them? Right? Where are the days for all the healthy people? I guess there are not many of us around. If you think about how our culture has degraded into disease expectation, disease normalcy, including the disease associated with the need, perceived, however fictitious it is, for psychotropic medication. And we'll get to that momentarily as well. But Purple Day, Epilepsy Awareness Day. Check it out in the show notes. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. And I am purposefully not wearing purple because I do not want to engage in these campaigns of normalizing disease. And I know, Super Don, somebody's going to go, well, Robert, you're just being, you know, really, I crotchety might be the word. I'm not sure what the word would be. But they'll come up with some word for me. It's like, you're just not sensitive to the needs of those with epilepsy. No, I've known about epilepsy since I was in elementary school because my best friend, all the way back from third or fourth grade, had epilepsy. He was the one case that I know in this lifetime that was actually caused by a head injury. Talked about my buddy Alex. We in those daredevil days, we used to jump with bikes. They had no motors on them. They had no shocks on them. They were the ones with brakes where you put your foot backwards on the pedal and it would, you know, you could skid yourself to a stop.
Yeah.
Right? Huffies and whatever. and we would jump things. We would set up ramps and jump things. He tried to jump a creek like Evel Knievel, and he landed on the other side of the creek. There was a wall, and he hit his head in the wall, and he has had epilepsy ever since. Now, that's one of the rare cases, honestly, because the vast majority of epilepsy has nothing to do with a head injury, yet they say it's a head problem. It's a brain problem. Yes, it's neurological, I agree, but is it a brain problem? They're aiming on Purple Day today to dispel the myths surrounding epilepsy. And right away they say a condition of the brain. And I would dispute that outside of true head injury scenarios like my buddy had. The vast majority of epilepsy is due to the gut-brain connection and the electrical imbalances and dysfunctions and misfirings, not because of a head injury. In most cases, it's because of intestinal injury. This happens more often than not in children during the years where they're being targeted for vaccinations and antibiotics. Of course, we're being targeted for antibiotics our entire life in the allopathic Western world. The medical mafia has said the only thing you're allowed to do for an infection is an antibiotic, which is a form of chemotherapy. Remember, if they say antibiotics, you hear the word chemotherapy. And all of this is contributing to the disruption of the microbiome, the dysbiotic imbalance, the overgrowth of other bacterial pathogenic species, they call it, creating electrical dysfunction. Because why? Neurotransmitters, many of which are actually produced via the microbiome in the gut. And how much of National Purple Day for Epilepsy talked about the gut? I'm looking at this article, Super Don. I don't see one reference to the gastrointestinal tract. I don't see one mention of the microbiome. I do see, however, that it is estimated that 2.2 million Americans live with epilepsy, and there are celebrities they want you to know about, including Danny Glover, former President Theodore Roosevelt. Does anybody even remember Teddy Roosevelt? I don't know what happened to him. Was his a head injury, Super Don? You can do some research on that for me. Mm-hmm. And rapper Lil Wayne. I said Lil Wayne. What does that mean? I'm pigmentally challenged. I know. Totally.
Lil Wayne. That's funny. Isn't he the guy that says, okay?
I think, okay, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Recurrent seizures. And I'm not making light of epilepsy. I'm making light of the experts that won't even acknowledge the gut in their day of... It's brain. It's all brain.
You're not teasing epileptics? No?
I'm not.
We don't do that on this show. No.
If you wear epileptic stripes, which could be purple and whatever, and you shake and dance around, you could create an epileptic seizure. I don't want that happening. So be careful with what you wear today on epilepsy.
We don't want to do that.
Today. Yeah.
No, we don't want to do that.
Folks, you want to heal epilepsy? Again, all brain, neurological dysfunction. Again, outside of a genuine head injury, we're looking at the gut again. We're looking at essential fatty acids. We're looking at probiotics. We're looking at reestablishing the healthy lining of the gut, the silver aloe protocol we talk about here, homeopathics. So many of the things that are probably not in any of the research into epilepsy, at least the official channels that are looking at drugs for the brain. What about, hey, chiropractic? How about doctors of chiropractic and their success in helping to normalize neurological function via dealing with vertebral subluxation, of course, in combination with hopefully microbiome therapy to restore integrity to the gut. I'll hazard a guess, and I'll be right, that anybody covering Purple Day, Epilepsy Day, in the mainstream media is not going to mention anything but the brain and give us some money for research for new drugs to help us get
there.
For
new drugs.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. That's our awareness. That's so right. We go beyond that, folks.
Yeah. I like purple, though. Purple's nice.
I do. I like purple. I'm not against purple, but I'm just saying we're going to run out of colors because there's so many chronic diseases.
I will tell you that I took the liberty of looking up. There's a website that has all of the awareness ribbon colors.
Okay.
And all of the associated diseases. And they ran out of colors a long, long time ago.
Yeah,
because you've got a bunch of piggybacking diseases and conditions now that are using these. And somebody got creative because they ran out of colors. And so they've gotten really creative now with the ribbons. You've got combinations of colors.
Yeah.
Some of these ribbons have two or three colors on them. And believe it or not, guess what? I actually found somebody really went all out.
Yeah,
and they came up with a zebra ribbon. Now,
that would not be good for epileptics. That, I'm just telling you. That would trigger.
But the zebra, in case you're wondering, the zebra ribbon is used for endocrine cancer vaccine awareness. Then they've got a zebra ribbon with silver and sparkle stripes, which is for stiff person syndrome.
Stiff person syndrome. Okay. It's Viagra induced or not?
I got
low dose.
I'm sure it's something that's not pleasant. I've never heard of it before.
Don't want that, folks. Ronnie on the YouTube, she's saying hashtag vaccine injury can cause epilepsy. Yes. Guess what? CBD. You are so right, Ronnie. One of the most powerful substances on planet Earth, from the cannabis plant, from the hemp plant, to address epilepsy. And the big push in the last few years, because of Gupta doing his weed program on CNN, it was about CBD primarily. But the cannabinoids are beneficial to the brain, nervous system, and, of course, the gut, the microbiome. So I don't want to overlook that. And this is one of those things that has so many different uses. Now, we've had discussions on this program, obviously, for years, covering all of these chronic diseases over time. But today is a day where the awareness is that we've got too damned many. And it's not an act of God, it's an act of man. Man, in his arrogance, thinks he can outcreate creation and lives according to his own arrogant and ignorant ideas, I guess you could say. Means, ways, whatever. And because of that, we are suffering. You get a new ribbon every day, multicolored ribbons. Again, there are going to be variations and shades of colors. And I'm not thrilled about that. I am not thrilled about that, that we've normalized disease to the point where everybody's got a day, everybody's got a ribbon, every disease has got, you know, their fundraising month, week, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yesterday we talked a little bit about the psychotropic issues. We did nutritional psychiatry, which nutritional anything. You could say any ailment or disease or treatment, bring in nutrition to all of it. Yet we still had, remember, was it yesterday someone claimed they were going to leave the Robert Scott Bell Show on Facebook?
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I just, I got to put a shout out here to, who was it? It was Rose Bell Samantha.
She ended up not leaving.
She didn't leave. She threatened she was going to, but I'll bet you, I have to say, and I guess I could try and verify this, this has got to be the longest running thread on our Facebook in the history of the show. It started yesterday afternoon, went all night, overnight, into this morning, and is still continuing today. It got a lot of reaction to the gall that we had to post an article so that there's an established link between psychotropic drugs and mass shootings.
Yeah. Well, it, to her credit, this Rose who said she was going to leave, she claimed she was emotional. That's cool. We rode with it and went back and forth, and hey, maybe she was sincere. At this point, I'm thinking she was. She wasn't just a shill or a troll, because a lot of times that happens on Facebook. She was genuinely upset, but she's still chill, hanging out, hopefully listening or watching the Robert Scott Bell Show. I think she's from Great Britain.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Wow, I never talked about the things we've been talking about on this last break. Welcome once again to Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, live here on GCN, or home and broadcast radio syndication. And simulcasting on YouTube tonight. Check out all the links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. This is the night we do advanced medicine with Dr. Rashid Batar. Is there an Autism Awareness Day today as well? Is it something like that? I think we got to talk about that.
It's actually Autism Awareness Week, and I believe, based on what I've gathered from looking for it online, it seems to be primarily in the UK. Because, you know, we have Autism Awareness Day and month and stuff here, and I think they even light up the White House blue, you know, and stuff like that during it. But this particular observance, I think, is happening primarily in the UK.
Okay. All right. With that, let's jump into cannabis.
Prostitute on the left-hand side. Prostitute on the left-hand side. It's a
is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
On the left-hand side.
I don't see Senator McConnell wearing purple today. Somebody should call him out. Where are the social justice warriors for epilepsy?
Uh-huh. He might be wearing green today, though.
I think that would be appropriate. You're right. The U.S. Senate's top leader, majority leader, Mitch McConnell, who we've made fun of on occasion here. What did I say he looks like? One of those Star Wars characters?
Yeah?
Was it Jabba?
Which
or
one?
Somebody else?
Jabba the Hutt?
Yeah.
He'd have to put on a little weight, but...
I hope he's not going to be at the NoCo Hemp Expo. That'd be embarrassing.
Are you making fun of his jowls?
Did you call me Jabba the Hutt, Robert Scott Bell? No, it was just a cartoon reference. I was just being light. Yeah. U.S. Senate's top leader said Monday he wants to bring hemp production back into the national mainstream by removing it from a list of controlled substances. Mitch McConnell becoming the hero for hemp.
There you go.
Who would have predicted that?
Who would have predicted? Oh, I got my Echo water. Thank you, honey. Fish face guy? Oh, the fish face guy from Star Wars, right?
Okay, the Gungan, the Gungan guy, right? The Gungan general or whatever?
Maybe. But there's a fish face guy apparently, too. I don't remember.
Oh, okay. I'm just kidding.
Oh, there's all kinds of... Yeah, he's a cartoon character, but he's a so old Kentucky bourbon conservative. And now he's going all in for hemp, thanks to Rand Paul and others. And our good buddy, Josh Hendricks, who we're going to be with at the NoCo Hemp Expo in Loveland, Colorado, the 7th of April, I believe. And he is saying, yeah, it's time. It is time for you. And he says he's going to meet with Jeff Sessions. Can you imagine these two old guys hanging out together? And Mitch McConnell's got to convince Jeff Sessions that hemp is not the devil's weed? I would like to be a fly on that wall listening to how that goes.
That would be an interesting conversation for sure.
Jeff, no, seriously, they don't smoke this to get high. Honest, Jeff. No, they don't. Really? What do you mean they don't? That's what they do with this stuff. I saw Reefer Madness last week. It's going to be crazy what's going on there. So apparently, McConnell, again, champion in building on the 2014 Farm Bill, is now pushing it beyond just the ability to do it experimentally, but to grow it agriculturally. It becomes an agricultural product that becomes a commodity. And that's really good. I want to see more hemp grown in the United States. All of the CBD that we're getting now, it'll become even less expensive, more affordable. Because the stuff we use is already well affordable relative to a lot of the CBD that's on the market. Our friends at PlusCBDOil.com. And they give you a 15% off code because you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, RSB15. But they have, imagine, they're importing it all from the Netherlands right now. Imagine if they could grow it domestically. How awesome would that be? And that's what could become a reality. Because this is truly a bipartisan issue. This is not a left versus right. It shouldn't be. Even though you've got old things, the lefts are going to go, oh, I hate Mitch McConnell. The rights are going to say about somebody else. At this point, get over yourself and find out, you know what? We've got common ground. The American farmer. Switching them over from tobacco. Do we really need more tobacco to be grown pharmaceutically, chemically? Can we switch over to hemp, make it more organic? Absolutely we can. And Mitch is leading the charge. We're going to give him his props there, Super Don. I know some people will be annoyed with us, but intellectual integrity asks us to be honest about these things, and we maintain that.
Look at you not being a Sith Lord today and dealing in absolutes. I'm proud of you. Mitch McConnell, you got to give props for this one.
Yes.
Very good. Very good. That doesn't mean we dismiss everything, but, you know.
Right. Now, we're Mitch McConnell sycophants. No.
Sell out.
Right. Exactly. No, not a big fan, but on this, hey, props, I'd high-five the guy for this. Absolutely.
Well, we'll follow it, see where it goes.
Nope. You got a problem with it? Tighten that purple ribbon down just a little bit more. No, I don't want you to do that. I'm just here. No, take the blue ribbon and shove it. No, don't do that. I'm not being a Sith Lord. You're the one bringing this up. By the way, coffee enema discussion happening on the break. Those of you interested, go to the YouTube channel, RSL Media Channel. You can find it at robertscottbell.com. We got a warning for someone who does a daily dose of a coffee enema, what you should look for. Next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
Season is winding down, but the CDC is warning about a second wave of flu virus B happening now. The CDC is saying that B viruses are being reported more frequently than the A strain that has been dominant recently. A CDC spokesperson saying B strain flu viruses tend to be more severe.
B before you have a C virus, a D virus, an E, and an F virus. I'm telling you, they play the letter game like we're still in Sesame Street and Romper Room combined.
The reality of that report is the CDC has too much flu shot stock left, and they're doing a closeout sale. And the way they do a closeout sale is not to discount it. They're still going to make their money. It's to frighten you enough that if you haven't gotten one, there's still time, and there's another wave of flu, so it's okay. You missed the... We've got... Come on in. Drive through, roll up your sleeve, drop your drawers. We'll inject you because the B strain is on the way, right? Till the C and the D and the E. I mean, this is marketing 101, but it is a scam. It should be. It ought to be. There ought to be a law, right? To make it illegal to scam people into getting flu shots. Because if we use this kind of marketing for echinacea, the flu season's still on. Come in and get your echinacea. B wave is coming. You know what? They'd be shutting down health food stores right, left, and center, pulling echinacea from the shelves. How dare you link a substance from creation that can enhance immunity to counteract the influenza that's manifesting in your body. Maybe, just maybe. Actually, you find out on this show that the vast majority of flu isn't even flu. Acknowledged within the peer-reviewed literature, when looked at in reality, 10 to 15% of all flu cases are actually flu. That means 85 to 90% of all the flu that they claim is flu is not flu. It's flu-like symptoms. It's a generalized malaise, sickness, illness, because you've disrupted your microbiome. Oh, but no, we can't admit that. We've got to call it the B strain for bad. B is bad. A is for what? Awesome, right? We sucked, but the flu was awesome. Now you can get it because it's bad. Come and get your flu shot now. You can't make this stuff up, folks, but they do. And the CDC is indeed warning of the second wave of the flu virus. It's happening now in a theater near you. Stay out of the theaters.
The second wave.
The second wave. Isn't that great?
You know, they talk about this like this is something that's like new. Mm-hmm. As far as I understand, it's always been possible that if you get the flu, that you can get the flu again from a different strain. That's just normal. That's nothing new. But, right. You know, they're expressing it. It's possible for those who have been sick. Well, that's the way it's been ever since there's been the flu. You know, there's different strains. That's just normal.
Well, listen, how often do people, Superdon, tell you that every winter they get sick two or three times with the flu? Like it was normal for them in the past. That's not new. I hear that all the time.
Yeah, okay.
Now, when they go on, for instance, a silver hydrosol prophylactic approach, take a teaspoon of it three times a day through the winter months, then they come back and they tell me, Robert, I used to get sick two or three times every winter with like clockwork. How come I didn't get sick this year? It's because you didn't wait to respond to a flu or something like it. You enhanced your immune system prior to getting there. And so if you were exposed genuinely, your immune system's kung fu was way better, way more efficient. And so you don't get it. It's not because you're exposed that you're guaranteed to get sick. It's how you respond. If your system is strong enough, it won't even show up as a sniffle. And if it is a little sniffle, big deal. Don't take Tylenol, Advil, ibuprofen. There's something else we'll talk about later where they're promoting the use of ibuprofen to prevent something.
Hey, you know what?
What?
There isn't a ribbon for the flu.
You got to be kidding me. There's not a ribbon for the flu?
No, there's no flu ribbon. How come?
Well, you know what? We can make it invisible. How about that? An invisible ribbon, no color. Right? Since everything else is taken. Because
well,
just like the flu, it's not real.
That would be an absence of color, and that would be a white ribbon, and they do use the white ribbon.
No, I want the invisible ribbon. Again,
the
to show
invisible
you
ribbon? Okay.
That the vast majority of flu isn't even real. That would be awesome. That would be good. They could stick that where the sun don't shine at the CDC. I don't know. They probably enjoy it. All right, folks, we got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. A little bit of irreverence today. I'm at that point where Superdon says I'm not the dark Sith Lord for some reason, and that's good. I don't think of myself that way. But at the same time...
I didn't mean dark Sith Lord.
What did you mean?
Look, because there's that line in Star Wars where Obi-Wan Kenobi is fighting with Anakin, and they're on the volcanic planet thing, and they're having this...
Oh, come on.
Remember... And Anakin says you're either with me or you're my enemy. And Obi-Wan Kenobi turns to him and he says only the Sith deal in absolutes. So that is where that reference is coming
you
from.
You are way more nerdy than me. I don't remember anything from the first three Star Wars, which were not the first three, but you know what I mean? Episodes 1, 2, and 3.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Listen, no apologies. I'm impressed with your knowledge of Star Wars lore, even the cartoon version.
Yeah. That's where that comes from, though. The Sith deal in absolutes.
Right. No, I'm with you there. I dig it. I get it. Right. You don't like it when I'm an absolutist. All right. I'll try to be better. I will try to be better.
Thank you.
All right. Well, let's go to Florida now. As we were dancing a little bit a few weeks back when we learned that you all in Florida beat back the push for mandating more vaccines, particularly one of the onerous proposals was to promote mandatory Gardasil vaccination. Human papillomavirus. It didn't pass. And, wow, it was awesome. Now, I know that they're going to keep trying until they beat you down or until the next generation of youths that come up through the government indoctrination centers, otherwise known as public schools, get up there and still praise the glory of the needle that has caused them to not think clearly or have been driven into the autism spectrum with all the nasties that is injected via those syringes. And they're going to keep pushing it until they win, unless you push back and eradicate vaccinations as a mandatory component of American life. Now, granted, it's not totally mandatory, because even in California, at the present time, you can opt out if you are homeschooling, but they're working on eliminating that as well. But the idea of vaccinations being mandated with no informed consent whatsoever, and the fact that the only safe vaccine is one that's never used, and an acknowledgement by our own Supreme Court some years ago that vaccines are, well, we called it, John Rappaport and I, years ago in our seminar, online seminar, called Armed and Dangerous, but unavoidably unsafe was the term that they used, which is why they eventually passed the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, the act that basically set up a no-fault insurance scheme paid for by the American taxpayer with every vaccine antigen. $3 is added to a vaccine, so it's coming out of your pocket. Your child is harmed or even killed. You can't sue the manufacturer of the vaccine. You have to go to the government, petition a special master in unconstitutional kangaroo court, and hope that they see that the vaccine contributed to the ailment. If you mention autism, they'll likely dismiss it out of hand. So here we have a dunderheaded doctor in the Tampa Bay newspaper. What's her name, this woman that's writing this? Do you see that there? Is it easy to see? I can't find her name. Dr. Anna Giuliano,
mm-hmm.
founding director of the Center for Infection Research in Cancer at Tampa's Moffitt Cancer Center. And you know what? In my opinion, this is not to be mean, Dr. Anna Giuliani, but you're behaving as if you're dumb as a rock. I didn't say you are. You're behaving like you are. Because she actually
believed...
Woman
hater.
What? What did you call me?
That's so sexist.
That was not sexist. Why was that sexist? The Rock has no sex, male or female.
Carry on.
Okay, thank you. She says HPV, it's more than a sexually transmitted disease. And it causes cervical cancer. Well, she apparently hasn't reviewed the peer-reviewed literature to the extent that I have, to find out that there's no evidence, there's no proof that HPV even causes cervical cancer 20 to 30 years after you're exposed to it. And let's also acknowledge the fact that if you have a marginally functioning immune system, especially women, this is where they found this out, within 2 years of exposure, you will have cleared the virus. It is no longer an issue for you. And then they'll say, well, no, 30 years from now, you're going to get cervical cancer. And for boys, it's going to be oral cancer, throat cancer. Why? Well, I'll go back to the history on this. They scrape some cervical cancer cells. They don't know what's in there. They can look at it with a light microscope. They'll just see stuff, debris. But there's unknown genetic materials, unknown fragments of genetic materials, and they're going to take those fragments of unknown origin, and they're going to use polymerase chain reaction, PCR. Everybody heard of PCR by now? New listeners of the Robert Scott Bell Show, maybe not. This was developed by scientist researcher Kerry Mullis. He won the Nobel Prize for its development. And he said, you cannot use, it's inappropriate to use, it's not efficient, effective, or accurate to use PCR as a diagnostic tool. But yet they did that. They took fragments
of unknown genetic origin from cervical cancer cells, and they amplified it, not hundreds of times, not thousands of times, not hundreds of thousands of times, not even millions of times, but hundreds of millions to billions of times. They amplified it. Get the picture? Hundreds of millions to billions of times. And then they found out, my gosh, years ago there may have been evidence that there was some human papillomavirus there. Now, if you're going to tell me that they had to go to that length of amplification of unknown genetic fragments to find out that it may have been there 20 to 30 years ago, and you're telling me that's the cause? No, you can't say it's the cause, because the virus has long since been banished, terminated, non-active, rendered moot and inconsequential. But this doctor, she's got a degree, so that explains her behavior, dumb as a rock, arguing that we really need to mandate this, how atrocious it is that we're going to condemn more women to cervical cancer and boys or men to throat or esophageal cancer due to the virus that they can't detect via normal means but have to do via polymerase chain reaction. Am I making any sense here, Super Don? Or do we have to do this? That kind of sound. Do we have to do... What did he say? This is important stuff.
It totally makes sense.
I'm just annoyed with these doctors. Go ahead.
Not only does the science behind the HPV vaccine and HPV causing cancer, it's also about the choice, and it's about mandates, and it's about people having the freedom to say no, and that's what's going on here. I guess Florida doesn't have to worry about this until next year, but
yeah,
we can't just
back.
Take our eyes off of it, you know?
Yeah, and then they come after religious people. How dare you stop this vaccine that could save girls and women? It's nonsense. It's garbage science. It's junk science. It's the science of a religious vaccination. Stay away from it, my friends, if you want to stay well.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, if you're thinking of raising kids in Utah, it just got a little bit easier. I'm going to get to that in a moment. I want to remind you, we got upcoming events, and tomorrow is an upcoming event. On the Robert Scott Bell Show, we got a live remote broadcast from a hashtag Kratom bar, because screw the FDA. That's all I'm saying.
Just because.
We got an opportunity to go live from a Kratom bar. Come, it's like a neighborhood bar. It's like Cheers. Everybody knows your name. Now, even somebody named Norm probably is going to show up tomorrow. And we're going to be live, 7 to 9 Eastern, and it's at the Healthy Buddha. And Super Don, is that's linked up in the upcoming events. Those of you in Central Florida, you can check it out.
Indeed.
They've got Kratom bars in Winter Park, now in Sanford, and in Mount Dora. We're going to be at the Mount Dora one. So, come on, bring your dogs. And we're going to have a great time.
Yeah.
Kratom party on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you have a designated driver for tomorrow?
I
tease you sometimes about these things and stuff like that, but my understanding is Kratom does have kind of an effect on you if you drink enough of it.
Yes, it's true. My wife, who's very sensitive to those things, we were over there once and she tried some stuff. She literally had to sit down on the pavement outside. It was like kind of a picnic outdoor thing.
See, so like, if it does that to your wife, you're probably going to be taking your clothes off and dancing on the table.
So tune in tomorrow on the YouTube channel, and you're going to see something you've never seen on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Is that allowed on YouTube, or is that like YouTube Red only? I don't know.
We might get in trouble for that.
Here I am talking about the family values in Utah right now, and you've gone there. Well, folks, there is big news in Utah. Have you ever heard of helicopter moms, helicopter dads?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they hover around. I'm not that way. I love that I've been able to give my kids some level of freedom. But apparently, in Utah, there was a case in Utah about this where, I don't know, they threatened to take the child away because, what, a kid went to a park without supervision, right?
Yeah.
The kid was either old enough or mature enough to understand safely how to do that, and so it triggered outrage in Utah.
Well, this was in Maryland. There was a Maryland couple.
It was a Maryland case, okay.
Yeah, and the children were held by the cops, and they accused the parents of neglect for allowing the kids to walk home alone from a park.
I see it, yeah.
Yeah.
And so apparently that didn't happen in Utah, but Utah is sensitive to those things happening and very much into parental rights, which is, I appreciate that. A new law is set to go into effect on May 8th. First of its kind in America, SB 65 Child Neglect Amendments will change what the state of Utah recognizes as neglect to eliminate certain innocuous and natural activities such as children playing in their front yards, walking to school, and otherwise being children.
Oh.
You know what? I applaud that. What do you think, kids? Yeah.
Yay!
Now, listen, if you live on the south side of Chicago, maybe not a good plan to just let you... Again, this is maybe the south side of Chicago is better now. It's been a while since I've been there, but you get my sense. If you live in a reasonably safe area, they still exist, and you have kids able and capable of going back and forth to the park, you know, there's a point where they have to be able to navigate this. Now, there's also the point that we recognize it's a dangerous world out there. You hear about kidnapping. We're not talking about indiscriminate, irresponsible parenting in that case. And, you know, you can be a non-helicopter parent but hover far enough away where you keep an eye on them. But the point is they don't want to make this a prima facie evidence of you being a neglectful parent because, oh, my gosh, your kid was playing in the park. And you weren't right there with them. And I think
too
that's
often,
good. Yeah.
Too often, especially when we see CPS getting involved, there's not a lot of common sense that's mm-hmm. you know, that's put in there. I mean, should you let your kids just run wild and you know, have no supervision whatsoever? No, but there's got
to
be
a
middle
level
ground there somewhere.
Yeah,
yeah, you know. So this they're saying that this bill. Mm-hmm. legalizes what they call free-range parenting.
Free, I like that. Free-range.
I like that term. Yeah.
Yeah. Non-hormonal. No vaccines.
No antibiotics. Yeah.
Raised healthily. I like
grass-fed.
Yes, grass-fed. I think that's what I tell my kids. Go out back, eat the grass, kids.
I have grass-fed kids, yes.
My kids will eat wheatgrass. They will. They'll pick wheatgrass and eat it right up. So, yes, you can be traveling to and from school, including by walking, running, bicycling, and now you're not going to be neglectful parents. They can engage in, you know, all the things we used to do when we were kids, Super Don. In Utah, you're going to be allowed to do that again. I like that. Freedom for parents! Stop taking children away from their parents for stupid stuff, okay? Folks, we got a lot more healing to go. Dr. Rasha Bittar is coming up next. You got advanced medicine. Remember, upcoming events, there's loads of them in the show notes now. Check it out at robertscadbell.com. I'm going to take a brief break. We'll be back after the news. But in the meantime, tell your friends, your family, the power to heal is theirs as it is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.